And welcome to the If They Can Do It podcast, the podcast that interviews absolutely ordinary people who do extraordinary things and wants you walking away thinking, hey, if they could do it, so can I. And this is the last episode of 2022. Like I said, last episode, I have some amazing guests who are lined up who are going to inspire and encourage you. But to kind of round out the year, I've been doing these kind of just me sharing some thoughts, some little mini podcasts in order to encourage you and you know, just connect and just make a community together. And so, yeah, today. I have to be honest, I was really blown away by the response to the last episode and, talking about just, how to go through dark times and what dark times mean and how to trust yourself to be able to go through, dark times. And today is just kind of building on that, but not so much focusing on the dark times, but more practical tools that you can use. And so today we are going to talk about story and how powerful the stories that you tell yourself are to the way that you live your life, to your outlook on life, and ultimately a lot of the decisions that you make. And this is going to be based on a story, actually, from when I was younger. So when I was younger, I did martial arts, and one of the martial arts that I did was judo. And when I was in kindergarten, this is kind of the missing part of it. When I was in kindergarten, I weighed 25 pounds. I was little. I was the smallest guy. I mean, when everybody else was growing, I was the smallest person. I still am. You probably can't tell from the videos, but I am 5 foot nothing. I am a short guy. And so you can imagine in kindergarten how little I was. But when we would compete in martial arts, they didn't do weight classes. They did age classes. And so I remember my parents putting me in martial arts, and I remember walking up to my match, and you know, I'd almost be stepping on my belt because my belt was so big. And the referee would come up, and he'd kind of stop me and the other kid, and I was rearing to go. I was ready to go. And he'd ask how old I was, and then he'd ask how old the other kid was, and then he'd be like, "Oh, okay, let's have fun with this," right? Because the other kid was so much larger than I was. And I remember like thinking that that was weird. Like, why does the ref do this every single time? And it was because I was so much smaller than the other person. But I think back at those times, and I literally do not remember going against people who were much larger than I was. Like, and they were. If you look at the videotapes, they were much larger than I am. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that my parents didn't allow me to even think about the story of I'm smaller, therefore I can't win in this competition. I can't win this physical competition. And I'll tell you, I actually won so many tournaments. I placed in so many tournaments because of my height. We'll get to that in a little bit later, but they never let the story enter my brain that because I was smaller, I should lose. And I think that lesson is the first practical thing that we can take with us on how to get through dark times, is we really have to assess the stories that we are telling ourselves about ourselves and the situation that we're in. You know, a lot of the stories that we tell ourselves are ones of being, I'm not capable enough, I'm worthless, I've been rejected, and I deserve to be rejected. And in today's world, the ability to isolate is so much easier than what it used to be. And when we tell ourselves the wrong stories, it could really take us to a dark place quicker than anything else. And there's been times when I've told myself some really, really dark stories and some wrong stories about myself. I can even tell you a couple. Like, because I was smaller, and as I grew up, I started to recognize that more and more. You become more self-conscious. You go through your teenage years and you become more self-conscious about it. I remember how poorly I would treat girls, and how badly I would treat them, and how poor my decisions were when it would come to dating, and when it would come to, quite frankly, like cheating on the people that I was dating, And a lot of it was because of the story of, I'm only 5 feet tall. I've been 5 feet tall for a long time. If I don't know what girls would even want me. I don't know who would even want to date me. And so any girl who showed interest, I would run to. It was very hard to say no, because there wouldn't be a lot of girls that way. And I'd been rejected by some. I had not been rejected by others, but it led to this story where I hurt a lot of people because of it. And I think that there's a lot of people who are the same way. I think the story that you tell yourself has permeated thinking and has changed the way that a lot of us have lived our lives. And so how do we tell ourselves different stories? I think a key to that is we have to find what we do on a daily basis that reinforces the lies and reinforces the bad stories that we tell about ourselves. You know, and it could be something little, like, is our car dirty because we don't take pride in what we have, because we don't take pride in ourselves? Is it something high, like we're not showering? Is it like our clothes are wrinkled? Is it we're not eating the best because the person who's eating it doesn't deserve to feel good, doesn't deserve to be healthy? So the first thing that we can do is identify even just one of those things. Like, what are we doing on a daily basis to remind us that we are worth less than what we are? And as soon as you can identify one thing, eliminate it. Eliminate it for a day, 2, 3 days, because you have to establish a new story. Do you think you're not dependable? Well, try to do the dishes every single day until you can trust yourself to be dependable, that what you will do, you'll follow through on. Maybe it's just making your bed. Maybe it's a routine of like, wow, if I clean up just a little spot, then it starts to expand and I start to build confidence a little bit. But what are the things specifically that you do every single day to remind you that maybe you're not worth it, that maybe you're not worth anything? And I promise you, as you begin to weed those things out, it's going to be amazing, because you're going to start to fill in things. You're going to start to do different things that reinforce who you actually are. I had to do that because I was in such a crazy place. I didn't even know who I was. And so I had to write down, I was interviewing for a promotion at work, and I got so wrapped up in what other people wanted, what I wanted to be, whatever they wanted me to be in an interview. And my family was depending on me. There was all this pressure. There was all of these things. And I ended up having to pull up a document on my computer and write down three things that I knew without a doubt is who I am. And so I wrote down, number one, I'm an encourager. I love to encourage people, and not in like a empty calorie, sugary kind of way. I like to encourage specifically things that I see that are just amazing about people. I love to do that. The second thing is I'm a culture builder. I love to create positive environments. I love to have people buy in to a community that is positive, where they can be built up. And I know how to do that. And I love doing that. And then the third thing was, I'm a strategic thinker. I love to think on grand scales, on how to say things and what to say. I love doing that. And so those were the three things that I know came easiest to me. And so what would you put down? If you had to write three words that were the truest things about you, were like you default to, who are you? Are you creative? Are you organized? Are you responsible when it comes down to it? Maybe you're just beaten down, but you're really responsible. Write down those things that are the most true about you, and start adding actions that will reinforce those things to make them more real than ever before, and put worth behind those things that are the most you. Because I promise, if you lean into the things that are the most you, things will happen easier than trying to be what you think somebody else wants to be. And they may not even want you to be anything. That's the crazy thing. Is you're trying to live up to expectations that nobody even told you that were there. And that's exhausting. And it's so easy to get into a crazy place when you do that. And so try that. Try getting rid of an action, just one action. One action for 3 weeks. One action for 3 weeks that reinforces that you are worthless and that you don't care about yourself. Get rid of it. It could be the smallest thing. I'm not saying to move the world, but it could be the smallest thing. Secondly, write down three qualities about you that are the most you. Are you a caring person? Do you love? All these things. And then I want you to add something into your day that will reinforce that. It's so good. It's so simple, but I promise, the more that you do that, you're going to start building evidence in your head that who you are is worth something, because you're doing something consistently every day in your life. It may not completely change. I recognize that things could be very bad, but I promise you, your life will be better than it would have been if you would not have done it. And so that's it. That's it for this week. And I cannot wait for the next year. I mean, we're all going to do big things. We're all going to do small things over time. Consistency is way underrated, but that's a whole other podcast. But I love you guys. And go do something this week to make yourself proud, all right?